In this bulletin, former Minneapolis police officer sentenced to more than 12 years for the fatal shooting of an Australian woman. British Prime Minister Theresa May officially steps down as leader of the Conservative Party. And in tennis, Ashley Barty through to the final of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. A former Minneapolis police officer has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison for the fatal shooting of an Australian woman. Mohamed Noor was convicted of murder and manslaughter in April for killing Justine Damon-Ruzcek outside her home in 2017. Speaking before his sentencing, Mr. Noor said he can't apologise enough to the 40-year-old's family.
The moment I pulled the trigger, I felt fear. When I walked around, I saw Ms. Ruzcek dying on the ground. I felt horror. Seeing her there, I knew in an instant that I was wrong. The depth of my error has only increased from that moment on.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has stepped down as leader of the Conservative Party, officially triggering a contest to replace her. Mrs. May announced she would step down last month after failing to deliver Britain's departure from the European Union on time. She will stay on as Prime Minister until her party elects a new leader, a crowded race that will be defined by how to deliver Brexit. Meanwhile, High Court judges in the UK have thrown out an attempt to prosecute former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson for alleged misconduct in public office. Mr. Johnson had faced claims he knowingly lied to British voters in the run-up to the 2016 referendum when he said the UK sent £350 million a week to the European Union. The 54-year-old is among the candidates to become the next leader of the Conservative Party and therefore British Prime Minister. The activist bringing the case against him, Marcus Ball, has told Sky News his legal team will exhaust every avenue they can in the matter.
This is not over. We will, of course, wait for the written judgments from the judges on the case to see their reasoning for this before we make any decision as to specifically what it is we're going to do next. But I just want to make it very clear that we are standing by our accusation that Mr. Boris Johnson MP has lied to the British public about public spending figures on a repeated basis.
A woman's body has been found in the search for Queensland mother Trista Appleby after the plane she was in crashed off the Gold Coast. Police say they believe the body they found at a beach on North Stradbroke Island yesterday is that of the 31-year-old. Ms. Appleby was on a scenic flight with experienced pilot Marcel Van Hattem when his Soviet-era plane crashed on Wednesday. Police are now preparing a report for the coroner. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he won't be trying to convince other countries to follow Australia's lead in banning Chinese-owned telco Huawei from its 5G mobile rollout. Mr. Morrison made the comments during a visit to Singapore, where he's met Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong for talks on trade and the digital economy. Mr. Morrison says the decision to block Huawei was done solely with the government's own interests in mind.
We don't see it as our role to be involved in the decisions of other nations on these issues, whether it's here in Singapore or indeed in the United Kingdom, where I recently was, or anywhere else. These are sovereign decisions to be made by independent nations.
The AFL has apologised for its failure to call out the racism that saw Adam Goods retire in 2015. The league has admitted its inaction let down all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander players, past and present. A statement attributed to the AFL and all 18 clubs apologised for the failures, saying the game did not do enough to stand with Goods and call out racism. In tennis, Ashley Barty is through to the final of the French Open after defeating Amanda Anisimova. The Australian came from one set down to beat the American 6-7, 6-3, 6-3. The world number 8 will rise to number 2 if she wins the final, becoming Australia's fourth French Open women's singles champion. Barty says she's proud to have reached the final.
It's crazy. It really is. And I think maybe a bit of a blessing in disguise that we're playing day after day after day just to keep the momentum going and to keep that kind of the same routines ticking over and all of that business. But I think it's incredible. It really is. And Tyres and I and my whole team have worked so hard to try and get into these positions. And now that we're here, it's about enjoying it, embracing it and having fun.
And now look at today's weather. Perth, showers increasing 18. Adelaide, mostly sunny 16. Melbourne, similar conditions 17. Hobart, also mostly sunny 15. Canberra, partly cloudy 13. Wollongong, much the same 19. Sydney, partly cloudy as well 19. Newcastle, similar conditions 19. Brisbane, a few showers 20. Cairns, much the same, 26. And Darwin, mostly clear but smoky, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.